717-4179.
I want to be a nation that is on the biblical principles and the values and the ethics that are found in Scripture.
Your personal economy.
Financial issues that you need to know.
Aligning reality with truth.
Well, I think it's time we ask ourselves if we still know the freedoms that were intended for us by the founding fathers.
Now, here's your host, Dan Celia.
Welcome back, Financial Issues. I'm Dan Celia. It's great to be here. 844-707-5533, 844-707-5533. If you want to queue your call up, welcome. If you're joining us for the second hour, you missed a exciting first hour. As a matter of fact, I'm kind of ready to go home. I slept good last night. I was up. I was working. I was at it at 2:15 this morning. I was telling everybody earlier that I went through every single stock on my broad list this morning. Every single one. Didn't think I was going to get through. I started at 2:15. I got through at 6:15. And, doing what I wanted to do. I was looking for certain things and I did that. And, did something I rarely do, and I repented of it, but I generally don't do my devotions, my Bible study and prayer time until, you know, I usually do that first thing in the morning. I did it afterwards at 6:15. So then it was 7:10 or so, 7:15 by the time I got done. By the time I got done, I hadn't eaten yet. Hadn't gone through some of the details I wanted to talk about this morning, and got out of the house late, needless to say, to get to the studio and prayed there wouldn't be any traffic, and there wasn't, thank God. And so that was my morning, but I slept good last night. My wife said to me this morning, I guess you didn't sleep. I said, man, I slept like a baby last night, even in the midst of all this. God is so good, and we're so grateful. And I'll tell you something, it is days like today that I come into full recognition, number one, of the presence of God in this ministry and keeping us on the same right road. That's number one. And I come into this recognition of how much I love our partners and our listeners. And it is amazing, based on the emails that I've received very early and that I'm still receiving. I just looked during the break and some of the comments that I heard this morning in the first hour. And I just love I'm telling you, we have the best listeners, committed listeners. I kid people when they say, what kind of followers do you have? I said, I've got like this Ron Paul cult-like following. They just follow me through thick and thin. They're great, great people. I have people in their teens and 20s to people in their 80s and 90s and everybody in between. We have a demographic that is crazy in this ministry through 570 radio stations. I'll tell you what I have noticed and praise God for is the West Coast. We have been on the West Coast over a year now on about 80 stations. And every day, every morning, I look at partnerships coming in, coming to us at 10, 11, 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. Because a lot of our programming is re-aired at 8 or 9 in the evening on the West Coast. And we're starting to see some incredible fruit from that. So all of you on the West Coast, that are listening to this, thank you so much. You guys have been a blessing as well to the ministry as all of you around the country, and we are so grateful as we see that. This has really been a wonderful time, so I thank you for all of that. Everybody was a little nervous yesterday, maybe. I wasn't. I got to tell you, the Dow was just up 20 points, or up 44 points just a little bit ago, and it is... When we look at that, I don't know. It's up 60 points now, so it continues to go up. All the indices in positive territory. So if you were going to take advantage of that downtick, you better do it like now. And dollar cost average down. Now. Do it. You should have done it at 9 o'clock when the markets are, 9:30 when the markets open. But do it now. You know, get to those things and take a look at it. Don't let this downturn that we had go to waste. Why did it happen? I'll tell you why it happened. It happened because they're blaming the Fed. Everybody's blaming the Fed. Of course they're blaming the Fed. I will say that there is some blame to go to the Fed, and I'll tell you why. I'm not blaming the Fed, by the way, but some are. Because we are making an adjustment. We've had 11 years, 10 years for sure, of this 0% interest experiment that has been going on with the Federal Reserve. Free money. Free money. Now we are making a shift, a fundamental shift in the markets. I'm not talking about the economy, in the markets, where the markets now are going from standing upon central banks to standing upon fundamentals of the economy. And frankly, they haven't even been able quite yet to get atop of that foundation. They've been standing so long on central banks that they can't seem to shake it. Now, I said on Monday, before any of this happened, I said on Monday, you'll remember, you can go back and watch it and check it. I said on Monday that I'm going to go out on a limb. I don't think the Federal Reserve is going to raise rates between now and the end of the first quarter next year. And I also said I'll probably be wrong. I probably will be, based on what the Fed has said, that they're going to continue on this rate hike deal. But so I was saying, and that would be great, because maybe they need to take a little bit of breather and allow the markets to get its feet under it once again with all the good news that's happened in the economy. I don't know if they're going to do that. Doesn't look like they're going to. But I don't think we can blame the Fed, because I agree with what the Fed has done. And what the Fed has done in raising rates has little significance to the broader economy as long as earnings stay strong and the economy and the growth in the economy stay strong. And that is exactly what has been happening now. Will that continue? Let's hope so. So we'll have to watch that. All right, listen, we're going to get right to phones. Cue your call up. But we've got Craig Haugard coming up with a very important ag report. Here's Craig. We'll be right back.
This is Craig Haugard with your Financial Issues Ag Update for December 14th. The corn market featured a quiet market that closed slightly lower yesterday. Weekly export sales came in at 35.6 million bushels, which was at the low end of trade expectations. Private analyst Informa pegged the projected corn acres for 2019 at 91.9 million acres, up roughly 2.5 million over this previous year. In the overnight trade spot, corn futures are trading a penny lower. The soybean market traded lower on disappointment over soybean sales to China. The USDA confirmed yesterday's sale of 1.13 million metric tons of U.S. beans to China, but the trade was hoping for as much as 5 million metric tons. Weekly export sales came in at a disappointing 29.1 million bushels. Informa is estimating the 2019 U.S. soybean acreage to be at 85.1 million acres compared to 89.1 million acres in 2018. In the overnight trade, spot soybean futures are trading down a nickel. The wheat market traded higher on fund buying and decent weekly export sales. Prices were supported ahead of next week's meeting between Russian officials and grain exporters on whether Russian exports will be restricted in the coming months. Weekly export sales were very solid, 27.7 million bushels. In the overnight trade, Chicago is 4 lower, Kansas City is down 3, while Minneapolis is trading 2 cents lower. March cotton futures traded in roughly a dollar trading range before closing 56 points lower for the day as they settled at 79.41 yesterday. Livestock futures were mixed yesterday, with February live cattle ending the session a nickel lower, while January feeder cattle rose 40 cents for the day. Lean hogs took a step backwards, with February lean hog futures closing 87.5 cents lower for the day. The winning streak in Class 3 milk futures extended now to 3 days. The January futures managed to close 4 points higher yesterday as they settled at 14.19. In the cash markets, choice beef boxes were 22.
Our faith and values shouldn't be compromised by the way we invest. Our faith and values that we share should guide us in the way that we invest. Make sure that you are investing in companies whose policies and practices align with pro-life, pro-family values. Visit thetimothyplan.com or call for more information. Advance the kingdom in the way that you invest.
I was definitely a skeptic at joining Samaritan Ministries because I didn't understand it. I was used to the traditional system, so I was afraid.
I thought, what if this doesn't work? I mean, we're going to give up this whole concept of insurance, and we're going to trust God and His people? And I was like, yeah, well, of course.
What we pay every month is about 30% of what we were paying in insurance. And what we get back is so much more, financially, of course, but spiritually and with the care of the community, you can't touch it.
We, as a body of believers, are living out New Testament Christianity. This idea that Samaritan has adopted from the book of Acts should permeate all parts of our lives, not just health sharing.
The AFA Journal is the monthly magazine of the American Family Association.
The mission of the AFA Journal is to motivate people to get involved in issues around their community and around their state and nation.
We want people to go out and actually do something, to become involved in their community. People who read the journal take the magazine, they hand it to friends, they hand it to neighbors, they hand it to people at work.
If you'd like to get the AFA Journal, simply go to afajournal.org. You can sign up for a one-year free subscription.
That we share should guide us in the way that we invest. Make sure that you are investing in companies whose policies and practices align with pro-life, pro-family values. Visit thetimothyplan.com or call for more information. Advance the kingdom in the way that you invest.
Good morning. Welcome back to Financial Issues. I'm Dan Celia. It is great to be here. 844-707-5533. 844-707-5533. Our phone lines are open. If you want to queue your call up, would be a good time to do it. 844-707-5533. Of course, we are watching President Trump on the campaign trail. So he is on the campaign trail. And probably going to be so all the way through Monday night. All he's got to do is talk about this economy. That's what I said yesterday to all the Republicans. Just talk about the economy. Put them on defense. Put the Democrats on defense. Look, they can't dispute the economy. They can try, but they're going to make fools of themselves, as they have been doing when trying to talk about things that aren't factual. And the fact of the matter is, we are just, 227,000 jobs. Again, I don't know what Friday's going to bring. It almost doesn't matter with the government number on private sector jobs. The fact of the matter is, the things are looking very, very good. Very, very good from a jobs perspective. Consumer confidence. By the way, on oil inventory numbers, we see that the 10-year yield is up a bit. It's at 3.11. That happened yesterday. It went up a bit on consumer confidence numbers. Why would that be? Well, one of the reasons why is because people are selling out of treasuries. They all ran in there 2 weeks ago as safety. Now they're all running out, so the yield is going up because there's selling going on. That's a good sign for the economy. But listen, you can't trust that anymore because there's so much indecision in the markets. It's crazy. There's a little thing called the tick index. I'm not going to talk about it. It's too complicated, but I give you an overview of it. The tick index, not something that anybody follows. I just looked at it. I look at it every day, just kind of passing through. I really don't glean much from it. But basically what it does is it shows the swings in breadth
in the market. Have you ever heard anybody talk about the breadth of the market is good or bad? What that means is if the breadth of the market is good, it would mean that there are more buying than there is selling. Okay? If it's bad, it means there's more selling than there is buying. The tick index kind of measures a number of things in and around the breadth, and it shows the velocity of it and how often it happened. Within about a 2-minute stretch, I don't even know if it was that long, to be honest with you, it went unbelievably negative, dropped like a rock, and just seconds later, it was up higher than it was before it dropped. People are selling, oh man, I guess I shouldn't have done that. And they're buying back in. There's a lot of day traders, lots of institutional traders, maybe. But these are a lot of mom and pop traders as well, according to all the research that I've been looking at every day, which is kind of scary. Hence the indecision. But if you are a partner of Financial Issues, I'm not worried. Now, why? Because I know that you are resting on the Lord, number one, because, look, we now have portfolios that are honoring God. That's number one. So you have a greater sense of peace about what you're doing. So you're not as quick to jump in or jump out and have any kind of knee-jerk reactions. But I hope that if you have been, listen to me, if you have been following the strategy that I set forth in a January conference call, which is on my partner page, still, we left that one on there. Well, we didn't leave it on. We put it back on last week because I'd been referring to it so much and there were a lot of new partners that hadn't heard it. But if you have been following the strategy and that strategy is still in place, probably through the first quarter next year, but if you've been following that strategy, man, you're doing great. If you're taking income, if you're not reinvesting that income, you actually been taking, you're doing great. Because you didn't reinvest and watch the reinvestment go down, you actually captured those dividends. If you've been following along with the strategy, good, solid companies. People asked me, somebody asked me yesterday, I think it was on YouTube, maybe it was on Facebook, somebody asked me yesterday, is there a time you don't take profits? Yes, on our yellow highlighted stocks on our list, they're foundational stocks. We want you to just keep them forever. They're one of those stocks that are foundational. You don't want to pull the cornerstone out of a foundation. It's not a good idea. The whole house could collapse. So these are foundational stocks. In other words, these are things that you leave in your portfolio through thick and thin. Because they tend to be, some of them are very defensive stocks. I don't mean defense stocks like, you know, Boeing or Lockheed Martin or one of those Raytheon companies that are building missiles. I'm talking about defensive. In other words, there are companies that you don't see a whole lot of swings in them. So if you're a partner, I hope you're feeling comfortable and you're staying. You're not going anywhere. I showed you those charts. I've talked about those charts. I talked about them last week. I think it was Thursday morning on the air. I talked about the difference because I presented those charts at a town hall meeting that evening in Mobile. So I hope that you're paying attention to that. You're understanding that I got to be in. I can't worry about it. I can't. Everybody's going to be different. Every portfolio is different because everybody got in at different times. But when you get in when things are on my buy list. You only get into things that are on the buy list. You're going to end up fine. You're going to be okay. Just stick to it. Stick to your strategy. Believe in your strategy. You're going to be great. I've gotten so many emails and so many positive comments that have been very encouraging at a time when I need some encouragement, so I sure do appreciate it. But we want to keep on helping. We hope that more and more people will become partners today than have ever in the history of the ministry. That's what we hope for every day. And we pray for that. And God continues to raise partners up to come along this ministry. God has raised up a lot of people to go to financialissues.com/studio, our studio project. Some of you are going to be getting a letter on that from, it should be going out today. So you should get it either Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday. You should be getting the letter and outlining some things that I'm asking. The second time I've asked for money in a formal way. We are raising money God has laid it on our hearts to do this. God has raised up opportunity for us, and we are asking his people that believe in this ministry. You have heard all the testimonies. We play them sometime during commercial breaks about people that are giving more to kingdom work because of this ministry and what we've helped them with. Isn't that a blessing? That's why we're here. We want to grow the kingdom. We want to grow kingdom work. And we have God's people or God's instruments here on earth to do just that, to grow the ministries, to grow your church, to grow the great ministries that are proclaiming the truth. And that is what we're all about. We don't mind coming along other ministries. All through the year, you have heard me have people on the air from other ministries. I've had Kelly Shackerford a couple times encouraging people. We've got to give to this. This is our counter to the ACLU. I mean, we need our religious freedom, and you all rise to the occasion. Preborn ministries, you continue to rise to the occasion to support preborn and save the lives of babies. So many of you have written me, said, you know, I've protested. I've been in abortion clinics. I've tried to witness to these young girls and so on and so forth. Now, for the first time, I feel like I'm really making a difference. $140 sponsors 5 ultrasounds. When these young ladies see those ultrasounds that are contemplating or have already made a decision to have an abortion, and they hear that heartbeat and see that ultrasound, more than 80% of the time, they change their mind and choose life. And you are helping them to change their mind and choose life. You are saving the life of that baby. And preborn clinics, they hear the word of Jesus. They hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, because preborn is helping them go through the courses and to understand what it's like to have a relationship with Jesus. So we're saving maybe somebody's eternal life, both the woman and the father, if they can make that happen. They're the kinds of things that we're constantly coming alongside and just helping you, because it's not about the kingdom of financial issues. It's about the kingdom of Christ. And everything that we are doing here in our media ministry, in the side of our media, is Christ-centered to help encourage and soften the hearts so that Christ might save their eternal life. That's what we're about. And we want you to be a part of that. And we hope that you will do that. I don't think there's too many ministries that can say, and this is only by the grace of God, that can say in 21 years, we have formally sent a letter out asking for money twice in 21 years. Once was 5 years ago. Why? Because of God's blessing upon this ministry. There's no other reason. Oh, it's not because of major donors. It's because of lots of partners and people that give without me asking. It's because God has nudged you to give, and you've given. God knows what's ahead. He knows what's coming for this ministry. All we've got to do is walk on in obedience. I was praying through Psalm 121 this morning, and one of the things that I always ask is that, Lord, keep me on your path, because the old man rears its ugly head every once in a while, and I'm always afraid that the flesh is going to get in the way of what God's plan is for this ministry, and I pray that never happens. So that's what we're trying to do, and God is continuing to give us the finances to do it. It is such a blessing, and it's such confirmation that we must be in his obedience. All right, didn't plan to do any of that. Let me go to Peggy. Peggy's calling us from Georgia. Hey, Peggy.
Hi.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Question about annuity.
Okay.
I have a 401k that's okay, planning on changing it over into your situation. But at any rate, then I have property, which I just sold a piece of property, and I'm wondering how you feel about annuities.
Well, I talk about this often. I talked about it yesterday in particular because somebody emailed me and said, was referring to an article that was in the Wall Street Journal on Monday, and he said, you know, Dan, did you read the article? It's everything you've been saying for years. And look, I've got the article in front of me. But it indicates, again, how They're saying there are investor advocates and attorneys say annuity sales practices are as aggressive as they've ever been. Look, I don't like annuities. I don't like it. I don't like it because of the product. Sometimes they have a place. Let me tell you something when sometimes they have a place. I put my mother-in-law's money, a lot of her money, in an annuity. That was immediately.
It's a crisp fall morning. Time for your daily pumpkin soy latte. As you wait for your coffee, you get a buzz. No, it's not your boss wanting extra whipped cream, but your ADT video doorbell. It's a package. Your new latte machine. No more $5 PSLs. Barista service. Brought to you by ADT. Designing and installing a smart home just for you. Backed by best-in-class 24/7 protection. Learn more at ADT.com. ADT. Real protection. License information available at ADT.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1688. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
3720.
And know that none of their money is going to be invested in companies that are promoting this type of thing.
At Timothy, we take that seriously, and that is our mission.
Investing in a mutual fund may result in the loss of principal. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses before investing. The prospectus is available from the fund or your financial professional that contains this and other more complete important information. Please read it carefully before investing or sending money. Distributed by Timothy Partners Limited. Member FINRA.
Welcome back. Financial Issues, 844-707-5533, 844-707-5533. Let me go to Carl. Carl's calling us from, where's Carl? Carl's calling us from Oklahoma. Hey, Carl.
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
I have a question on the stock you had on your buy list, IT29.
Yes.
I just want to know what to do with that.
You own it?
Yes, sir. They're being bought out, or
merged.
What to do with it?
Well, if you're, it's going to be a very good company. The buyout was a very good move, but you're up considerably.
Correct.
Over 50%, I would suspect.
Yes.
And I said yesterday that I have a difficult time looking at a 50% Somebody called me yesterday about this very thing, and they were up 70%. And I said, look, you can do whatever you want to do. I don't have it on my sell list because, I'm a long-term investor, and from a long-term perspective, it doesn't really warrant going on my sell list. But I don't own it. If I owned it, I would have sold it yesterday. So only because I struggle staring at a 70% profit and not putting it in my pocket.
Right.
So, it's totally up to you, but it's not going any higher. And that's the point I tried to make yesterday. It's not going any higher. This is as high as it's going to get because it's not going to go above the price that the buying company offered. So when you have a situation like this and people see it jump up, they think, well, this is going to keep going. No, it's not, because nobody's going to buy it when they're not going to get any more for it than the buying price for it. So it's not going to go up from here. Fractionally maybe, but not a whole lot. So if you own it, IT29, if you own it, and you bought it off my buy list, I know that you got to be up 50-60%. Somebody called yesterday, 70.
Yeah.
I mean, all I can tell you, if it were me, I would cash out. I wouldn't take the profit. I'd probably cash out and maybe buy the new company. I'm not sure what they're changing their symbol to, but it'll be on my list. And maybe buy it back at a lower price. But I'd be real tempted to sell.
Very good. I have one more question.
Sure.
E28.
Uh-huh.
They've had such a good dividend, and I know you put that on your buy list. When there is an ex-dividend declaration, does mm-hmm. that mean you missed out on the current dividend?
Correct. If it's past that date, you mean?
Yes.
Yes. That means you had to have owned it before that date.
Okay.
So you'll get the next one if you own it, but you missed that, the one that's being paid.
But if you buy a stock before the ex-dividend date, say one day before it, are you eligible for that
dividend? Yes, you should be. Because the way it works, I know it's a little complex, but the way it works is, as you can imagine, companies, it would be an accounting nightmare for them to prorate. And basically, they don't even attempt to do that. They say, look, we have X amount of shares out. In other words, that people own. And let's say it's 1 billion shares. And we're paying 41 cents for every, whatever the number is, I'm making a number up, but we pay 41 cents on every share. And so they don't think about when you owned it. They just have X amount of shares that people own, and they pay 41 cents on it. And so you get the dividend. At the X date, gives them time between the X date. They don't want new shares falling into the calculation leading right up to the time they write checks. I mean, you're talking about hundreds of thousands. They wouldn't be able to do it. It'd be a accounting nightmare. They can't do it. So they all declare an X date that they say, okay, you have to own it before this date. If you own it, you're getting the dividend. You can buy it afterwards, but it's not going to factor in.
Okay. I've never had it explained like that, and it made a world of difference.
Good.
I really thank you.
You're welcome, Carl. And I'm glad you own that, because it's a good, it's a good income stock. So if you're looking for income, it's a good one.
Well, thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I should have asked Carl, the $85 a year he paid, I don't know when, maybe years ago, to join. He's selling a stock, IT29, that is on the buy list. He just made about, I don't know, maybe 20 years worth of partnership. I'm just saying. So, folks, I've had so many people call and say, well, I became a partner last week and I've already made what the partnership was. That doesn't happen all the time. Sometimes you become a partner today and you say, well, I've already lost 20 times what I paid for the partnership. It's okay. That's okay too, because it's going to come back up. I know that. It's okay. But so it all doesn't go like Carl's. I don't want to leave that impression. And there's always risk. Of course, you're in the markets. So anyway, 844-707-5533. Financialissues.org if you want to get more information about being a partner. I know we have a new listeners. Hey, here's some good news, folks. We're adding starting next month. I'm trying to remember the number. I'm going to say 16, but I don't really remember. Could be 18, could be 15. But 16 new stations. So we're very excited about that. And here's the beauty of the 16 stations. They're not a Christian radio. So when they wanted to add the program, we said to them, I didn't, but the guy that handles that for us here at the ministry said, we would love to be on your networks, but we want you to know that we talk about Jesus Christ. We talk about honoring God. We talk about being biblically responsible, and so on and so forth. And we want you to know that up front, because we don't want you to come back a month from now and say we're getting too many complaints about, you know, the use of those horrible words that some people despise, Jesus Christ. We don't want to hear complaints about it, so we want to give you a heads up. So if you think you're going to cave to some of your nasty email for having us on the air, please don't put us on. And they said, nope, we get it. We know that. The owner of our network's a solid believer, loves the Lord. He wants to do it. So the beauty of what God is using our ministry for, I love when we get to get on secular stations. We have more and more secular stations than we've ever had in the last year, and here's another 16. So it's conservative. It's conservative talk, but nonetheless. So that's always good, because they get to hear some truth that they might not have normally ever heard, and they might not like it too much, but that's good. I mean, it's not good. It's just okay with us. All right, 844-707-5533. Let me go to Nelson. Nelson calling us from Michigan. Hey, Nelson. Nelson? Nelson, you with us?
I'm here.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. I got about three questions.
Okay.
Just real quick, I've got a brother-in-law who's changing jobs. He's got a 401k with his existing company, and he's thinking about cashing out. One of the things I was curious about was the difference, if there is any, between a 401k and an IRA.
There's no difference as far as rules and regulations go. There is a difference in the amount of money you can put in every year.
Okay.
So that's all. So if he switches that 401k to an IRA, he won't have to pay any tax.
Right. Well, I kind of figured that. But he's talking about to have some capital to kind of keep him going until his new job kicks in good, cashing out. But they're telling him he has to cash it all out. He can't just do part of it.
Now, he can do whatever he wants. Is he under 59 and a half?
He is.
Yeah, so he has to pay a 10% penalty plus the tax. But he's not going to leave it there anyway. So what he needs to do is roll it over to an IRA. You know, go to Fidelity or TD Ameritrade brokerage account, roll it over to an IRA, and then once it comes over, make a withdrawal. Now, but he will have to pay a 10% penalty, and he'll get a 1099 to pay the income tax.
What's the tax is going to be?
Well, whatever his tax rate is, I would say, you know, a minimum of 15% probably.
Well, they're telling him 21%.
Well, they're telling him they want a whole 20%. But somebody else will probably, where he rolls it to, they might let him hold 10 or 15. But if I were him, I would hold more than, rather than less. You can, because if you hold more, you're just going to get it back at the end of the year. You know what I mean? So
right.
he ought to, I mean, 20% is okay. I'd rather hold 20% thinking, well, I'm only going to end up in the 17% tax. Well, that's okay. He'll get that back when he files his taxes.
Okay.
So
okay.
Don't worry about that.
Okay.
All right.
Well, good. I'll tell him that.
Good. Nelson, I know you got another question, so I'm going to hold you over here.
Would you consider taking charge of your financial stewardship while being biblically responsible with God's money? Consider partnering with Financial Issues. For a contribution of $85 a year, you'll get Dan's buy list every Monday morning. You will also receive our regular email alerts to give you updates on things you need to be alerted to, like economic data that could change how you should be treating your investments. And, of course, we might be alerting you to buys or sells you should make. You'll have access to Dan's asset allocation models and have opportunities to adjust your portfolio accordingly. You can ask questions of Dan as part of his market and economic conference call every month. But best of all, you'll be supporting the ministry of Financial Issues. Would you become a partner today? You won't regret it. Go to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
Why pay for expensive home repairs when you can safeguard your home for as little as a dollar a day and never pay for covered home repairs again? Choice Home Warranties cover your refrigerator, oven, washer, dryer, plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical systems, and 19 other major systems in your home. Call right now for your free quote and we'll include your first month free and receive free limited roof repair coverage, which could save you thousands. If we can't fix it, we'll replace it. Call 800-631-2308.
Want more business content?
Yes!
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 You need BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. With BizVod, you can watch the business videos you want to watch when you want to watch. Membership to BizVod is only $49.95 for the year. That's less than $5 a month. The promo code for your first 30 days free is TV. BizVod, the place for business videos on demand.
And recommendations expressed by Dan are
Welcome back, Financial Issues. I'm Dan Seeley. It's great to be here. I've got to read this because now some of you didn't hear the first hour of the program. If you didn't, you might want to go back and listen to it. If you do go back and listen to it, You may hear a little frustration in my voice because there is probably a little frustration in my voice. I hope nobody takes it personally. But, you know, maybe it's just, you know, I want, more importantly than anything, I can't control if anybody listens to strategies and things like that. That's fine. I get that and understand that. I just want you all to get that and understand it, that if you listen, you know, that it does work. I hope it works by the grace of God. I hope it works. But I really want you to get this. I really want you to get this. But more importantly, if you've kind of got it, or you're starting to get it, or you're learning, I don't want you to get discouraged. I don't care how bad things get. I don't want you to get discouraged, especially if you've just started. Because I gave you all those numbers about the Dow and the S&P, that if you were in it for the last 10 years, if you were in it for the last 2 years, if you were in it for the last year, if you were in it for the last 6 months, if you were in it for the last, you know, 2 months, you get to see that it's just, you understand that if you look at the Dow or the S&P over the last 10 years, there you would be up over 170%. That's not bad. It's not bad. It's not, you know, crazy good, but it's not bad. But the point I want to say to you, that includes the worst month of the 2008 financial crash. That includes that day, the worst day. It includes that. It includes so many other bad days between then and yesterday. It includes yesterday. So if you go back 10 years from yesterday's close, in the Dow was up 164%. The S&P was up 174%. Last 2 years, 41%, 24%. Last year, 3.5%, 5.6%, so on and so forth. So I laid out some details of what you need to be thinking about. So I get a message from Craig. I don't know where Craig's from, but Craig on Facebook. Craig says, Dan, you are spot on this morning with your commentary. So my overall portfolio still up 5.2%. After taking income out of the portfolio for the last 22 months, almost 2 years, additionally, that adds an additional making the portfolio, making me up 8.7% from my original balance. So 5.2 plus 8.7 from the original balance. And then he just said, I did the math. Because I was saying, you don't have to do the math, but if you want to do the math, if you think of everything you withdraw and all the income you've taken and the gains in the individual stocks in and of themselves, and don't pay attention to what the bottom line may say on your overall portfolio because it doesn't take into consideration all the money sitting now after 22 months of income or dividends that have been accumulating. You know, you got to take all those things into consideration. You're in great shape. Just be patient. And Craig did the math for me, and he's saying you're spot on. And I appreciate that, Craig. And I don't expect everybody to go do the math. What I'm hoping for is someone will hear Craig, hear me, and say, okay, I get it. I just need to hang in there. I want you to be encouraged, not discouraged, by the media. Remember, you got media in a frenzy right now. This is a gift from heaven. They're sitting around saying this is like manna from heaven for us as we head into the November elections. That's what the Democrats are saying. This is manna from heaven. They don't understand manna from heaven from anything. But, I mean, you get the picture. This is something that they have wished for. And the only thing better than this will be a deep, deep recession before the 2020 elections. This is what they wanted to see. This is why we've got to vote. So anyway, good stuff, Craig. I appreciate you sharing that with me and with our listeners. That's great, great stuff. Folks, if you want to queue your call up, you're welcome to do that. George is saying hello. Rick, blessings, Dan, also on Facebook. Thank you, guys. Let me go to phones here. We've got another hour and 10 minutes, folks, so queue your call up, 844-707-5533. Let me go to Dave. Dave is calling us from Texas. Hey, Dave.
Good morning, sir. Hey, a question for you.
Good morning.
You see the stock that I bought there, and it's down considerably. It's paying a dividend tomorrow. If I were to buy, say, 300 more shares of that this afternoon, would that be eligible for the distribution?
No. Mm-mm. No, there's an expiration date, which was probably about 8 days ago or so. 8 trading days ago, where you would have had to have bought in to take advantage of the dividend.
There's another one that posts on the first. Would that be eligible, do you think?
On the first?
Uh-huh.
What's today? The 25th? No, probably not. Probably not. No, probably nope. probably missed that too. So when you look at these stocks, like I'm looking at a stock right now, which is just still happens to be up on my screen that somebody was asking me about. So they're paying a dividend September. They paid a dividend, last dividend, on September 6th. So their ex-dividend, in other words, you had to be in for that September 6th dividend by August 15th. So, and the size of the company matters. The bigger the company, sometimes that ex-dividend gets longer because they've got to do so much work and calculations to prep to make that dividend payment. So if you look on that company, if you pull up a chart, you'll get an ex-dividend date, and it'll tell you when you have to own the stock by in order to get the dividend.
Okay, I guess I overlooked that. It was on TD Ameritrade. So, one more question.
Yeah, they definitely have it on there.
Yeah, I've been a partner for almost a year. Do you renew automatically on my membership?
Huh. It's a good question. I think so. I think it will renew automatically unless you... I think there was something... I should know this. I think there was something that you check to get it renewed automatically or not. I'm not certain, but I believe it will renew automatically. I'm reasonably sure. If you don't want that, you can email pat@financialissues.org. pat@financialissues.org. If you're okay with it, then... It will. If you want to make sure it does, then email Pat and just say, "Would you make sure I'm going to renew automatically?" You know, when I'm due.
And one more thing, I went online this morning to check to see a disaster, and I was actually up $21.
on which one?
On my portfolio.
Oh well, how about it?
Well, have a blessed day.
Well,
thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, pretty amazing after all this that what's going on. When you look at the indices alone yesterday, some of them down 4.5%. And then that's the point I was making earlier, again, making the point for me again, that when we look at that, as Dave was saying, he was up $21. It's probably a fractional amount of money, but he was up. But I would... suspect, he sounded somewhat like an income investor, it didn't include all the dividends that were paid out into his money market account, or, you know, ones that he actually took. That up did not include that, and only included what positions were being held at that moment at the rate that they were being held. Not, it doesn't count. Now, if the dividends were reinvested, it would count those, but not the ones that were paid out. So... pretty amazing. Let me go to Mike. Mike's calling us from Florida. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks, Mike.
Oh, yes, sorry. I recently graduated college. I earn a mid six-figure salary. I paid off my student loans because they were 7% interest. So now I'm sitting pretty. But now I have all this extra disposable income. And I'm being told by my tax attorney that I need to invest, you know, at least $50,000 a year to get a complete write-off of it, you know, or somewhere around that range. So with the economy, uh-huh. with the market like being so shaky, I keep deciding: do I want to take my money and put it into my E-Trade account so I can use that as, you know, my investment, but not actually put it into a certain stock because the risk of losing it, because people. From what I'm reading and talking to, they think the market will inevitably slump, like you were saying earlier about by the 2020 election. That's what people are saying, that the market will drop. And so basically, I'd just be throwing money into something that's going to lose money. Whereas if I put it in my E-Trade account, I can legitimately write it off, and you know, I won't lose money, I won't gain money, but it's sort of like a wash.
Yeah.
Do you suggest doing that, or actually putting it?
Well, I don't know how you can write it off by investing it. I'm not sure what your accountant was talking about. I mean, even if you put it in an IRA, you can, but you're limited as to what you can put in your IRA unless you are self-employed and have a SEP IRA. Then at that point, you could write that off. That would help a lot. And you don't have to invest it to write it off. You just got to put it in the SEP account, which means it could be sitting in a money market or CDs.
This is Kate,
opinions, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, BizTalk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on BizTalk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about BizTalk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is BizTalk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.